to the Howie Silbiger Show on the True Talk Radio Network. Get in on the conversation. Call 1-877-669-1292.
Welcome to the Howie Silbiger Show. My name is Howie Silbiger, and we are live. You could feel free to call in. Number to call, 1-877-669-1292. It's 1-877-669-1292. You get in on the conversation here on the Howie Silbiger Show on the True Talk Radio Network. It's happened again. Twice in a week. Two Jewish schools shot. Now, we saw Jewish schools being shot earlier, and we see Jewish schools being shot now, and not much has changed. 3 o'clock in the morning, somebody walks up and shoots a school. Now, if this was a black school or a Muslim school, the world would be going nuts. People would be yelling, Islamophobia. People would be yelling racism against black people. There'd be riots in the streets. There would be unbelievable chaos as white people, white guilty liberal people, would be bending over backwards trying to explain why this happened and trying to explain why it was wrong. Talk shows would be talking about this nonstop. Imagine a concerted effort to attack a minority population in Canada. How horrific. We would think that when the first school got shot in November, that the world would have paid more attention to it, that society would have cared a little more. But they didn't. The mayor of Montreal couldn't even bring herself to declare that anti-Semitism, or anti-Jewism, as we call it on this show, was unacceptable. Instead, her statement was that we condemn all forms of hatred, including anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. So it's almost like they couldn't say, at least the mayor of Montreal, Valerie Plante, couldn't say, I stand against Jew hatred. But instead she had to lump it in with many other kinds of hatred, because Jew hatred can't stand on its own. Has to be lumped in with everything else. You can't just say, I stand against Jew hatred. Even though if it was an Islamic school that was being attacked, this statement would have been, we stand against Islamic phobia, this is totally unacceptable, and these people will be tried to the extent of the law. But Islamic schools aren't being shot. Jewish schools are. And so when the second school shooting happened, so the first school shooting happened, two schools were shot. The second Jewish school shooting happened 4 days after the first one. It was the same school, in the same place, the exact same school. And once again, the statements were, this is not our Montreal. This is not the way we behave in Montreal. This is not acceptable behavior. And we stand against anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. As if they're connected. Now, this week, a school in Toronto was shot. I showed you a video of that earlier in the week. And now a second school in Montreal was shot this week. The Bell School. Bullets fired through the doors of the Young Israel Synagogue on Hillsdale Road in Montreal. And still, the comments from our politicians have been less than impressive. Condemnations, of course. Everyone's going to condemn a school shooting. Nobody wants children to be hurt, and thank God these shootings have been happening in the middle of the night and not while children are there. But not impressive at all. There have been no indications from any politicians on any level that concrete actions would be taken to ensure that the Jewish community will remain safe. There have been no assurances from the Montreal Police Force or from any level of law enforcement that Jewish schools and Jewish population will remain safe and they will do their best and they'll do anything they can to protect the Jewish population, which is currently and continuously under attack. Instead, what do we see? We see police officers standing by and watching as pro-terror protesters that have been occupying the campus of McGill University in downtown Montreal hung an effigy of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu dressed in Holocaust victims' clothing off the main gates of the university. This is what we saw. This is how the Jewish community is being protected. A bunch of Jew-hating socialists pretending to be pro-Palestinian have occupied McGill University for weeks now already, yelling vile things at Jewish students, barring Jewish students from passing through campus, calling for the genocide of the Israeli population. And the Montreal police have stood there and watched them. The Montreal mayor has refused to order the police force to remove them, even though the premier of the province, François Legault, the guy in charge, the man we elected to be premier of the province, declared it an illegal occupation and ordered it removed. Last time I checked, universities fall under the Minister of Education, who works directly for the Premier of Quebec. But the police did not do that, because the police force works for Valerie Plante, the mayor of Montreal. And Valerie Plante, the mayor of Montreal, said, we're going to negotiate a deal, no matter how vile, no matter how much hateful rhetoric, no matter how hurtful this occupation is to students on campus, no matter how much it destroys the reputation of McGill University. Other universities across North America have removed these encampments by force in some cases, but not McGill. And so here's the Jewish community. Living in Montreal, Jewish community has been in Montreal. There's been a Jewish community in Montreal since the 1400s. And here is the Jewish community living in Montreal with no recourse. There's no one to go to. And Jew hatred is flying out of control. We can't even safely send our children to school thinking that they could come back in one piece, knowing that schools are a target. To me, it's scary. I don't know if it's scary to you. It's scary to me. And here we are. Where do we go from here? What is the solution to this problem? Well, Canada has a lot of solutions to the problem. The Canadian government over the years have passed many laws which bar speaking hateful rhetoric towards people, which bars calling for the annihilation and the destruction of people, which bars calling for civil attacks on civilian populations. There are limits to speech in Canada. But somehow those only apply if you want to insult a transgender person, a black person, or a Muslim. They do not apply when you want to attack a Jew. For weeks and weeks and weeks, people were running through the streets, blocking traffic, yelling from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, which is an open call for the annihilation of the people of Israel. For weeks on end, people have been running through the streets yelling, screaming, globalize the Intifada. Now, the media has written these people off as naive, stupid students. But it's not naivety and stupidity that has caused this to happen. It's not naivety and stupidity that have sent people to different schools to shoot different schools in the middle of the night. It's not a coincidence at all. Not even remotely a coincidence that all these shootings have happened at 3 o'clock in the morning into empty buildings. It's not a coincidence that these these attacks on the community have happened at times where the likelihood of hurting somebody was minimal. Because these attacks weren't designed to kill Jews, even though that is the end goal. As stated by Hamas, and these Hamas supporters have been yelling, globalized intifada. Well, this is the globalization of the intifada. If you yelled globalized intifada, we are living now through the manifestation of globalizing the intifada. So for those of you who don't understand what the intifada was, which is the majority of these protesters yelling globalized intifada, let's talk about the intifada. So there were two of them in Israel, both orchestrated by Yasser Arafat and both master terrorists, and both with the sole purpose of driving fear into the hearts of the Jewish population everywhere. Not only in Israel, everywhere. So the intifada in Israel was random attacks against the Jewish population. Thousands of Jews died in the intifada as buses, city buses, were blown up. People, just regular commuters going to and from work, were blown to bits. Shopping malls were shot up. People were stabbed and shot in the street. People's cars were rammed down with cars. This was the intifada. Schoolyards, Arabs would walk into schoolyards and stab school children. They'd break into small towns and kill the residents of these small towns. The intifada was marked with brutal attacks on the Jewish population. Death, destruction, blood. That was the intifada. Now, the purpose of the intifada, as stated by Arafat in many speeches, not in English, by the way, in Arabic, in many of the speeches he gave in Arabic, the purpose of the intifada was not to drive the Zionists out of Palestine. That wasn't the purpose of the intifada. The purpose of the intifada was to kill as many Jews as possible so that the Jewish community would get the idea that living in Israel was dangerous, and then perhaps the fear, the terror that was instilled in them would force them to leave. It was a political gambit, a political ploy to drive the Jews from their land through fear and terror. That's what the intifada was. So when you yell globalized intifada, as has been yelled in downtown Montreal for weeks and months already, every Saturday afternoon when the Arabs have an illegal rally, a riot, as they haven't turned into riots yet, they will, have illegal rallies, non-permitted rallies, which the police seem to tolerate, try to put on a non-permitted rally somewhere else that's not an Arab-run one, and you'll see the police will shut you down as quickly as they can. They'll disperse the crowd. But these rallies have been running down through downtown Montreal for weeks and months already, with some idiot on a blowhorn yelling globalized intifada, yelling October 7th was not enough, yelling from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. And so when the mayor of Montreal, who's in charge of the police force, allows this kind of rhetoric to happen, to continue to happen in town, unabated, unpunished, unstopped, then where do you go from there? What's the next step? Well, the next step is, okay, so I'm a little crazier than the last guy. The last guy's yelling globalized intifada. Last guy's yelling that October 7th wasn't enough and that we should continue and re-perpetrate October 7th. I'm going to take it one step further if I'm a crazy guy. Now I'm going to walk up to a school and I'm going to shoot a school. But I'm going to shoot the school in the middle of the night because I don't want to hurt anybody. I just want to prove the point. I want to instill fear into that Jewish community. I want to show them who the boss is. So in the middle of the night, I'm going to go to a Jewish school. I'm going to push a bullet through their door. Fire it through their door. Then where does it go from there? Well, we've seen this kind of escalation before. About a decade ago, maybe a little more than that, there was a slew of Jewish restaurants in Montreal that were attacked. The first one had a rock thrown through the window. The second one had a bullet through the window. And the third one, and the fourth one, and the fifth one had Molotov cocktails thrown through the windows. The damage in some of the restaurants was so severe that the restaurants shut down and never reopened. The fear of the Jewish community was the motivating factor of the people who threw those bombs through the restaurant windows. It wasn't a business dispute. It wasn't a protection racket. It was solely done with the intention of instilling massive fear within the Jewish community in Montreal. And this is the same thing. This is the same thing. Shooting through school doors in the middle of the night, the idea is to instill fear. If we hit your building in the middle of the night, we can hit your building in the middle of the day. If we shoot you at night, we can shoot you in the morning. And maybe you should be worried about continuing your lifestyle, continuing your Judaism, continuing being active Jews within the Montreal Jewish community. Maybe you should leave. Maybe you should go back to wherever you came from. It's funny. They're yelling from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. And they're telling Jews to go back where they came from. Jews came from Judea. Judea is in Israel. So they're saying, hey, make Israel an Arab state, but go back to the country you came from. A little oxymoronic, but then again, we've dumbed down the education system. So one can't imagine that the generation that's now throwing bombs at buildings and throwing and shooting bullets through windows is not the brightest of generations. 1-877-669-1292. If you want to get in on the conversation, feel free to call in. 1-877-669-1292. So I take a look at the situation. I've analyzed the situation for days and weeks now. And the best I could come up with, and I know it's not the greatest, but the best I could come up with is that the Jewish community has not reacted in the way we should be reacting. The Jewish community should be reacting a lot stronger than we are. We should be having rallies in the streets like we did with the Yom HaTzmut rally. And there's a whole side note, a whole side story going on with the Yom HaTzmut rally, which I really don't want to talk about because it is the most ridiculous fight ever. But it might jeopardize the rally forever because the feelings of a Jewish member of parliament who happens to be a member of the Liberal Party was hurt because he didn't get invited to speak at the rally. So he got hurt. His emotions were hurt. And, you know, today's day and age, you can't hurt somebody's emotions or they come and they retaliate. And so his retaliation is sticking the tax department on the rally, claiming that the rally was being partisan and didn't allow him to speak because of a partisan point of view, and therefore they can't be a nonprofit organization, which might shut the rally down. So the man claiming to be the stellar liberal standing up for Israel is now the active movement to shut down the pro-Israel rally because the pro-Israel rally insulted him. So much for principles. But I digress because I'm moving off the topic I really wanted to talk about. So they could shoot our schools and they could yell for our massacre. They could yell for the annihilation of our people and they could yell for the destruction of our country. And they could burn down or try to burn down our synagogues by throwing Molotov cocktails at their doors. And they could draw swastikas on the walls. And they could set up encampments and tent cities in our university campuses in the downtown district of our city. And the Jews will just have to deal with it. And that's what the mayor says, that's what the police say, and that's what the politicians are saying. Just man up, just deal with it. So that's what we should be doing. We should be dealing with it. And dealing with it is not having a vigil inside a synagogue. Dealing with it is not having strong words sent on Twitter aimed at the Montreal mayor. Dealing with it is mobilizing, getting out on the street and fighting back. That is dealing with it. Dealing with it is stopping to villainize the Jews who speak tough, the Jews who want to be tough, and the Jews who want to get out there and fight to support, to defend, and to end the Jew hatred in this city. That's what we should be doing. Encouraging young, strong Jews to get up and stand and be counted. To support the community, to stand in front of the buildings, to protect the community. If the police don't want to do it, the community should. And we shouldn't tolerate our public places being taken over by Jew haters, by pro-terrorist Jew haters. We must fight back. If not at the ballot box, in protests in front of City Hall, in protests everywhere that we can. Send a message to these politicians who rely on votes every 4 years that we're not going to take it. We're fed up. The Jewish community is not a kicking bag. We're not a punching bag. We're not a kickboxing bag. We're not going to keep taking the punches. We're going to fight back. And we're going to fight back hard. And we're going to fight back in a way that the world is not used to us fighting back. Much in the way Israel is now fighting back against Hamas. In the way the world's not used to Jews fighting back. The world loves when Jews lie down and just die. Just take it and die, Jew. They love that. Well, the Jewish community, the Jewish world is not going to do that ever again. We did it once. We learned our lesson. We know our history. It ain't going to happen again. I'm Howie Silberger. Thank you for joining me. I will see you again next show. I've restarted, by the way. I'm just letting you know. I've restarted Political Hitman. You can catch that on Wednesdays on Israel News Talk Radio. It repeats all the week. Or you can go to IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com and listen to it on demand. Don't forget to download the True Talk Radio Network app from your favorite app store. And I'll see you again next show.